Gerald.
Hey, Tom. W4DJW.
I just wanted to make sure I was getting in the repeater there. We are just headed up to the dump, so you know how long that'll take.
Today is Tuesday. I believe it was you that told me the tip of the day was you don't go on Tuesdays. But it is pretty crowded up there, especially around this time of the day, Tuesday. So it might take a little longer than normal. But yeah, I know. I was contemplating doing that today too. I got some stuff in the garage that's got to go. Not regular household stuff. But I decided it might be more productive to sharpen the mower blades instead.
And I'll let you know in about 3 or 4 minutes here. It's only 2 miles up here. But, you know, my neighbor, Tim, says, and he's quite the mechanic, believe me, exemplary. He says, you don't know what. Now, I suppose that amounts to how many obstructions you hit with it regularly. But Tim's about as cheap as the bark on a tree. I mean, really. So that surprises me that he would do that.
Well, I went up there to Lowe's to get a new blade for the electric mower. The gas mower I could probably find blades for. But the electric mower, they only made it for a couple of years, and it was a 20-inch blade. And now that same mower, it's the next generation, the next model up, but it's the same mower. It takes a 21-inch blade. So I said, it's not going to be that big a difference. I'll just get a 21. I got a 21-inch. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work, and they don't make the 20-inch blades anymore. I thought I'd cut a half-inch off of the end of the 20-inch blade, and it would probably work. I got me a grinding wheel to do that. Just haven't done it yet. But he might be right. But I've always sharpened my lawnmower blades. I just like the way it feels when you get it really sharp and you drag your thumb across that sharp edge. And you know what a really, really sharp blade feels like a razor blade sharp? they don't come that sharp when you buy them new.
Well, I buy mulching blades from, I don't know if it is or not. I was going to say John Deere. But anyways, they're really quite the blade, and they last a long time. But I agree with you. I think what he was concerned about was the balance on them. But I would say this, that you would be better off if you had somebody had a bandsaw cut that off for you rather than a grinder. And those cutting wheels aren't that accurate, but I used to have a bandsaw, and I'd give it to the neighbor when we left Kansas. And I just don't have room for it nowadays. And anyways, I can't, I just about can't get down and work on a lawnmower anymore. I get leg cramps real bad. And I hate to admit that working maintenance for over 50 years, electrical and electronic, climbing and crawling and everything else. And now I can hardly get down to... Tim takes my lawnmower blades off and changes them for me, put it that way. And there's nobody here right now. There's one truck ahead of me today.
Well, good for you. You hit the timing just right, W4DJW. I do have a balancer for helicopter heads. Radio control helicopter heads. It's got a 5-foot rotor disc, and I can balance that. So a lawnmower blade is nothing to balance. I can get the balance on a lawnmower blade perfect in both directions, and it's not an issue. But you might be right. I'd probably take some of the temper out of it if I grind the ends of it.
Bandsaws are handy, and of course I used to build my own wood stoves. I build a log splitter and things like that, and they really were handy. Well, Dave, it looks like they're pulling out here, and so I'm going to pull in as soon as this car clears. And we found that right around noon hour, I thought it'd be crowded, but I don't think so as a general rule. I'll let you go. W4DJW and Gerald TR backing in.
All right, Tom. Catch you later. Have a good one. N0TR, W4DJW. And hello, Miss Bernice, if you're in the cab. W4DJW clear.
Hi, Dave.